Praise the Lord, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. How we doing? How we doing? How we doing? This is the evangelist of the hour, the Apostle William L. Foster, reaching out to you to get you to know and to see what God is saying on this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful afternoon, this wonderful first Sunday of February. And the Lord is yet blessing and moving, and how he's taking us to another level and another place in him. Now he's showing forth the greatness of his glory, showing forth the greatness of what we're going to get back from the enemy. Yes, today we're excited, we're yet excited, no matter how the devil has tried to stop, hinder, or block. Oh God, the production of past, God, is still moving forward, and as we follow him forward, he will clear the way, and he will be with us and guide us and show us where it is that he would have us to go, because we have to understand that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we appreciate his order, and we appreciate his guidance and his leading. So today we want to go in, and I want to pray and give us a clear path for the Lord to be able to open our ears and our hearts and our minds, that we may hear and see what it is that the Lord has to say for us today. Yes, oh God, and let's go to the throne. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. I pray, Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, that you anoint these lips of clay that you have made, oh God, fearfully and wonderfully in your sight. And in your Son, Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you that these, your listeners, Father, have tuned in. Jesus, I'm blessed to be able to hear what it is that you will have to say. God, we pray that none that we say, none that we speak will fall on any deaf ear. But, Father, that you would just allow our ears to be unblocked and unstopped. We repent of everything we may have said, done, or thought wrong, even up to this very point. Lord, but we pray that you just come in the more, show your glory, show your grace. Show your mercy even more so, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and we bless you for your love. We thank you for all things, both now, henceforth, and forever. Amen and amen. Praise God. I'm so happy that you tune in with us today here at Total Recovery Healing Ministries, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. We want to be coming from 1 Samuel today. It's a very familiar passage of Scripture for those who really read the Old Testament. 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. We're going to get at the first verse and kind of read down to 8 and kind of skip around and find out where we're going from there. And then also we want to flip over to Psalms, yes, Psalms, the 10th chapter, and I will be kind of giving you some hints and clues and keys and idea of what the Lord is saying even from that. And I will be reading from the King James Version. And the Bible reads as follows, as thus, David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites and the Hagar and had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed and fire by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left. My Lord Jesus. Then he said to weep. David, two wives had been captured, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in his spirit because his sons and daughters of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said unto Abiathar the priest, the son of Abimelech, bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him, inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this, said I pursue this raiding party, will I overtake them? Pursue them, he answered, this is the Lord. You will certainly overtake them and succeed in the rescue. Oh, Jesus. Now, we want to look at this, and let's flip on over here just a little bit more. Oh, God, Psalms, the 10th chapter. I kind of want to go here. And, Jesus, the ninth verse, it says, he lies in waiting like a lion in cover. He lies in waiting to catch the helpless. He catches the helpless and drags them off in his net. The victims are crushed. They collapse. They fall under his strength. He says to himself, God has forgotten, has forgotten. He covers his face and never sees my Jesus. And then I want to go over just a little bit further and go to Proverbs, the third chapter. David had to somehow encourage himself. He said, then you will win his favor. The fourth verse, I'm sorry. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not toward that, your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Okay, today I kind of want to talk, if I could give you all an insight of a message, or a title for a message, it would be, it's time to give the devil the Heimlich. It's time to make him hiccup your stuff. Jesus, the Bible goes on and gives us a narrative of what happened with David, the reason why they were gone. And sometimes we've been in places where we say, Lord, hold up. Now, you sent me back to Philistine to fight with these giants and these fools who've been trying to fight against you and talk damnable things and abominable things against you and your people. But, Father, oh, God, you let me get back home and all hell or all chaos has broken out. And I don't quite understand, God, what is it that happened in the midst of all of me trying to do what you told me to do, Jesus? But we got to sometimes understand something. Satan is hunting the people of God. Satan is waiting for an opportunity. And to us, the only thing that we really don't have covered, oh, God, outside of God, Jesus. Notice I said outside of God because we have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a discerner of the thoughts, the mind, the spirit, and the soul. Thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Ghost can show forth who it is and what it is that is trying to break you down. Thank you, Jesus. Trying to break us up, trying to make our mind go into a place of discombobulation, trying to make our hearts be filled within us, knowing that God has already given us the comfort to stand, having therefore to stand in the midst of all the troubles, in the midst of all of our sufferings, in the midst of all of our setbacks. Oh, God, Jesus, this man was a man of an authority. He was a leader. He was the king, oh, Jesus, over these people. And God allowed, thank you, Jesus, Satan to come in. Watch this, not just for Satan to just come in and raid the place, but for God to get the glory. Thank you, Jesus. He was trying to make David see, my Jesus, don't come back to your land, finding yourself, oh God, being able to boast and brag on what you did, because you got to understand this. You didn't go and do nothing so great that I wasn't the one who set it up for you to do, my Jesus. Well, oh God, Jesus, and a lot of times, oh God, we as saints and Christians of God, when we get the victory, we somehow forget God. But I believe Proverbs had acknowledged him in what? All of thy ways, all of your ways, and he shall what? Direct thy path. Oh, Jesus. So if God is directing our path, thank you, Jesus, he's strengthening us. But you got to understand, oh God, what about when the devil came in and he blindsided me and I couldn't see what it was that the devil was trying to do? Well, that's why the Holy Ghost said we must store up the praise. Thank you, Jesus. We must begin to start praising God in advance. Oh, Jesus, we must begin to start clapping our hands. Thank you, Jesus. Yoda God, Tada God, Barak God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes you got to go to a higher place to know, thank you, Jesus, that, Lord, I've given you all that you asked, my Jesus. You have to sometimes, we have to sometimes remind God what it was that he told us to do and what it was he commanded us to do and what it was he asked us to do. And when we obey God, thank you, Jesus, we were looking for God to come in, thank you, Jesus, not to destroy us, oh, Jesus, but, oh, God, Jesus, but to come up and bring us the thing that he had already had in store for us, Jesus. But God said, yeah. Sometimes, oh, God, it may be delayed, but it's not denied. Thank you, Jesus. The only way it's denied is if you die prematurely. Oh, God, help me. I can step in there all day long. Well, but we want to come on back here and hiccup, make the devil hiccup our stuff. Thank you, Jesus. These men were off in the battle fighting for God. trying to do what they could do on the battlefield for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, not knowing that the devil was trying to hunt them and lay in wait and watch and try to find out what was going on. Thank you, Jesus. See, you got to understand, David also had a mass amount of people who had a relentless praise who was not afraid of any devil, any demon, or Satan himself. Thank you, Jesus. And when you take on that heart, take on that mind, and take on that spirit to be, oh, God, a relentless praiser, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God hears you. God knows where you are. Oh, Jesus. And see, God, notice I said he was trying to get the glory, not just from one place, but from another place to another place. Thank you, Jesus. And he was trying to get them to understand, who is it that's really with you, David, that's not going to buckle under? Who is it that's with you that's not going to fall out? Who is it that's with you that's not going to faint or lose heart? You need to find out your surroundings. Thank you, Jesus. That's why Paul said it so very well. Know them that labor, or know them who labor among you. Oh, God, you don't want to be around weak wonders and blunders. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Bible said, oh, God, David, he couldn't inquire of the man that was with him because they were too hurt. Oh, Jesus. See, misery loves company. That's what you got to understand. And when misery loves company, thank you, Jesus, as Job said, he said, my company was more miserable than the situation that I was dealing with. Thank you, Jesus. And when misery loves company, everything around you is, oh God, beginning to crumble. But God said, if you can learn how to keep your footing in a crumbling society, you don't have to worry about what it was that the devil has done or what I have allowed Satan to come in and do. Oh God, because I'm going to get the glory no matter what, because I promise you the greater things are to come. Thank you, Jesus. What is it that you're doing in the process of me, oh God, getting ready to open up doors, getting ready for me to show you my majesty? What are you doing in the process? Oh, God, David, early in his life, he began to praise God and thank God and worship God and give God the glory and tell God, oh, Jesus, how wonderful and how magnificent he was. Thank you, Jesus. There are a lot of people that were under David. Thank you, Jesus. Just as God has allowed people to be under you and I, oh, Jesus, as leaders, oh, God, as parents, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, he's allowed to be up under us, oh, Jesus, to show forth what it is, oh, God, that we have implanted in them. Jesus, everybody that was with David was not with David, but they were just there with David. Oh, God, Jesus. Let me put it like this. They were for David. They were for his, oh, God, his good. Because when all hell broke loose and when all the chips were down, thank you, Jesus, a whole lot of those men were like, well, let's kill this man. Well, hold up. Why you want to kill me? And we just got the victory over that. Thank you, Jesus. Have not I told you that God is yet able to bring us through this just like he did that? Thank you, Jesus. Why lose heart now? Why grow faint now? Oh, Jesus, because Satan has thrown a smoke screen. Oh, God, or thrown an oasis in your face and made you feel that, oh, God, God is not with you. God is lost. Oh, God has lost himself and has lost for you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I was told in my Bible, because I read it so very well that so many times, there is no failure in God. Thank you, Jesus. My God is able to do exceeding, oh, God, abundantly all, above all that we can ask or imagine according to the power that working within us. But if you never work the power that's down on the inside and you entrap and engulf the Holy Ghost and never, oh God, uplift and stir up your spirit within you, thank you, Jesus, things that you're waiting on are not going to happen as fast or calmly as you would think. Thank you, Jesus. That's why God was trying to show David, to show his men, it's okay if they want to grow faint, if they want to lose heart, if they want to go impatient, if they don't want to wake up, if they don't want to come out, oh God, are they coma or they stupor? It's okay. Leave them where they are. Thank you, Jesus. Take the ones that really are with you and for you. They bless them anyway. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting ready to show forth my glory in this situation. I don't have time for nobody slipping and slagging and nobody to sag and wait behind. Thank you, Jesus. God ain't got time for procrastinating spirits. He said, when I speak a word, when I tell you something, when I give a command, it's time to move. Thank you, Jesus. If you ask me and inquire upon me, thank you, Jesus, you've got to believe like the Bible said when Jesus began to talk in John, the 15th chapter. And we know that we have these things because we ask of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The petition from God. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to be worried or concerned and wondering if God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Who cares if it takes a little time? God is not frustrated or nervous by anything that we get upset about. Thank you, Jesus. God already knows that he's already written a plan, and the plan is going to go according to how he's established it already in the earth. Thank you, Jesus. And all we got to do is hold on. Thank you, Jesus. And when we fall and when we grow faint, we just have to reach up to another hope and grab hold to some more faith. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God. And there ain't no doubt in my mind that David kept on praying, kept on interceding. That's why he told the priest, bring me the ephod. It wasn't that he was going to put it on, but the priest, he wanted him to put it on. Oh, God. See, sometimes you got to know who's by your side. You got to know who's praying with you and praying for you and not praying against you. He calls a priest. You put the ephod on. Thank you, Jesus. Help me to inquire upon the Lord. Let us touch and agree and move God right here in this situation. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. So God came in and he talked to David. Yes, son, it's okay. You shall pursue and you shall recover all. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Thank you, Jesus. Because like I said earlier, thank you, Jesus. It's, oh, God, just an oasis that sitting there trying to throw up in your face and make you feel like that God is not on your side. It's just a veil that, oh, God, Satan has tried to cover up the mask and make you feel like God has forsaken you. God has forgotten you. God has left you alone. But my God said, oh, Jesus, I will supply all of your need according to my riches and glory through by Christ Jesus. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I will never cause you to be trod underfoot, thank you, Jesus, by the enemy. Yes, God, Jesus. I don't care how cancer is looking at you in your face. I don't care how diabetes is looking at you in your face. I don't care how high blood pressure, low blood pressure, no blood pressure is looking at you in your face. God said, oh, Jesus, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. I told you, thank you, Jesus, according to the power that works within you. So when you stir up the gift within you, thank you, Jesus, when you begin to praise me and bless my holy name, when you begin to shout, show for the joy of God, then you know that is your strength. Then Satan has to let your stuff go. Then Satan has to give it all back. The Bible said, as you go on and read, he said, and David went, and those men went with him, and they recovered. Oh, thank you, Jesus. His wives, their children, their daughters, their sons, the land, oh, Jesus, the cows, the chickens, even the oxen and the asses. God said, get it all back, thank you, Jesus. Even the stuff that they plundered from another village, thank you, Jesus. That's why he said, I'll make the devil return back sevenfold, a hundredfold, Jesus, even a thousandfold if you stand with me, thank you, Holy Ghost. If you hold on to my hand, if you get a good grip, thank you, Jesus. If you shout, show some more. If you praise me in advance, if you thank me, oh, God, Jesus, in advance. That's why the Bible said a prudent man said evil afar off and hided himself. Well, where did I hide myself? I hid myself under the mighty hand of God. Because why? He said, if I humble myself and hide myself under the mighty hand of God, he shall exalt me in due time. Oh, God, I feel it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus, oh, because I'm hiding myself and then, oh, God, and I'm exalted and I'm humbling myself under the mighty hand of God, then I know that God will raise me up over my enemy at any given time. Thank you, Jesus. I just have to be on point. I just have to be ready. I just have to be, oh, God, Jesus, oh, God, more willing to give God what it is that I do that do unto his name that I owe him anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he told me if I be willing and obedient, I shall eat the good of the land. Well, how can I be willing and obedient when all this hell is coming at me? Who cares about the hell? God is still able. God is still faithful, and he cannot lie. Thank you, Jesus. He said I had to swear against my with my own self because I couldn't find nobody else in heaven, on earth, or anything in hell. Thank you, Jesus. I'm the one. My God, I am that I am. Thank you, Jesus. Trust thou in me. Hope thou in me. Oh, God, put your mind on me and keep it stayed and fasted on me. Keep it fixed on me. Yes, God, if your heart is right, thank you, Jesus, your hope can be right. Thank you, Jesus. God is not messed up about what, oh, God, your heart is doing. He's only concerned about your mind. Thank you, Jesus, because if you continue to let the devil overtake your mind, then your heart can be, oh God, somewhat warped. Thank you, Jesus. But God said, I have, oh God, given you the promise. Oh God, I have given you the grace. I have given you the hope. I have given you the joy. I have given you the strength. What are you going to do with it? Thank you, Jesus. Are you just going to let it lay waste? Are you just going to let it sit to the side? Are you just going to sit there and just let everything just pass you on by? Thank you. I'm not sitting at the dock of no bay, wasting no bad time. Thank you, Jesus. I got to be relentless in my praise. Oh God, I got to go positive on every negative. Oh God, I got a shout show whenever everybody is quiet and everybody's sitting and pondering and twiddling their thumbs and telling them they don't know what to do. Look, we're in a battle of our life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, and I dare not let Satan have what God has already promised me. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care, thank you, Holy Ghost, how he's looking. I got to go back into the enemy camp. I got to get defensive instead of being so offended and being on the offense all the time. Thank you, Jesus. I got to go back and let that fool know, look, you may have tried to steal it, but I'm taking it back. Oh, Jesus, I'm taking it back. Oh, God, I hear you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I bind every spirit that you try to have against me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, like I said, oh, God, I come against cancer. I come against high blood pressure. I come against diabetes. I come against tuberculosis. I come against every AIDS. I come against every spirit that's not like God. Actually, you got to take a stand against whatever the enemy is saying or trying to have said or speaking and spoken over your life. Thank you, Jesus. Because God, oh God, Jesus, he's not a part-time lover. He's a full-time lover. He's God all by himself. Who can separate him from loving you? Thank you, Jesus. Nobody, no one, nowhere, no how. Thank you, Jesus, can do that. Why? Because God said, I love everything I made. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, he said, I would that no man should die, but every man should come to repentance, oh God, and have everlasting life, my God, and that made me know that God cares about me. God is watching after me. God is watching over me. I don't care who's hunting me. I don't care who has, oh God, the evil eye on me, because God said, I'll come and pluck it out. Thank you, Jesus. And if you're not careful, oh God, for every tongue that's speaking against you, yes, God, that's why he told Isaiah just like this. Oh God, Jesus, he said, no weapon that is formed against you shall never prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Oh God, because this is the heritage of God's servants, and our righteousness is of God. And because God is on my side, thank you, Jesus, I know that everything is going to be all right. And he said, I'll bore a hook in the devil's, oh God, jaw, and in his tongue, I'll snatch it out, thank you, Jesus, and I'll make him know, God, Jesus, be toothless and tongueless, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, but everything and everybody, thank you, Jesus, that has fought against you, yes, Lord. He said, it's time to take it back, thank you, Jesus. You got to understand, when Satan told you that you can't have the house, God said, it's time for him to hit that up. Thank you, Jesus. You got to understand what Satan told you, because your credit is bad. You can't get the car. It's time for him to hiccup that, too. Thank you, Jesus. You got to understand when somebody told you that your son or your daughter dealing with some type of cancer or some type of, oh, God, disease that's terminally ill. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You got to hiccup that, too. Thank you, Jesus. You got to understand that when God, oh, Jesus, tells you, oh, God, that I've given you the houses on the land, oh, God, and cattle on a thousand hills, you got to make the devil hiccup that, too. Why? Because my praise is saying, God, I cannot go out. I cannot bow. Ain't no way in the world that I'm finna send out to this fool. I got too much to give. I got too much to live, too much to have, too much to go. Oh, God, Jesus, everything that's in my past is in my past. David and them had to understand that, too. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, God said, I'm going to get the glory out of this anyhow and any way I want to. Thank you, Jesus. Who are you to guide and direct me and tell me that I can't do what I need to do to make you get yourself in order? Oh, God, help me. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I show mercy on whom I will. I give honor to whom I will. Thank you, Jesus. And because you know that you're in my house, then you should know, oh God, Jesus, that if, oh God, if I be for you, who can be against you? I'm more than anything in the world against you. Thank you, Jesus. And all these things that you're dealing with, David, you are still more than a conqueror through me who love you. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because I didn't let you go out. Why? Because I didn't let you lose your mind. Why? Because I didn't let you, oh God, snatch your hair out. Why? Because I didn't let you, oh God, lose your, take your own life. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God, I get it. Thank you, Jesus. And if you read in the next book, oh God, the next chapter 31, Saul was so messed up in his mind, he had to take his own life because he couldn't stand how God was still trying to do. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what God is saying. I'll let your enemies rise up one way, but I promise you, Jesus, they're going to flee before you seven ways. What you mean seven ways? He said, I'm going to drive them crazy. Thank you, Jesus. So everybody and everything, the devil is trying to make us come against you. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm going to drive it crazy. Thank you, God. See, they used to sing a song when I was growing up, drive, oh, God, drive, oh, Satan away. Thank you, Jesus. Drive, oh, Lord, drive, oh, Satan away. See, we don't pray them type of songs no more. We don't sing that type of song no more because, oh, God, the Satan is still, we didn't let him come in and rest in the bowl so long down in the inside that, oh, God, we don't even know which way we're going. Good God, but God is giving us light and hope. God is giving us a future and strength. God is giving us joy and excitement. God is giving us peace. Oh, God, there's a bad down on the inside. God is moving. Oh, Jesus, he just said, come on, baby. Come on, honey. Move with me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm way over here now. You still stuck over there. Good God, what's wrong with you? Get out the mustard and catch up. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, quit slagging in the molasses. Thank you, Jesus. I got new stuff over here. Thank you, Jesus. Old stuff has passed away. Because, oh, God, after you become a new creature with me, all things have become new. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, David and them were glad because they understood that what they got back was newer than what it was than when it left. Thank you, Jesus. And God allowed them to build up everything better than it was at the first. Good God, so quit moping and weeping and crying and sighing about what you ain't got and how you lost it and how it looked like everything just, you'll never get better. The devil is a lie. God said, I promise you, thank you, Jesus, that whatever I'm able to do, I'm well able to secure it and work with it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, there is therefore no condemnation unto you, oh, God, who are in Christ, because you walk in me, you talk with me, and you, oh, God, you ride with me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I don't know nothing about no ride or die, God. I know a ride or laugh, God. That's all I know. Thank you, Jesus. And God said, if you keep on rolling with me, if you keep on riding with me, I'm going to show you how we're going to thrive, how we're going to overcome, how we're going to overtake the devil, how we're going to overcome and come back into the enemy cabin and snatch everything that fool has stolen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and I appreciate God for everybody. Thank you, Jesus, who have tuned in today. And I'm so grateful because God is yet on our side, and God will bless us when trouble rise, and ain't nothing that nobody and nowhere can do to make God get shaky or nervous in any way and in any wise. God bless y'all. I love you. This is me, Evangelist Falter. I'm signing off for today. Oh, God, I pray that you tune in again next week, next Sunday at 5:30 for those who are Central Time. Lord Jesus, I guess everybody's got to kind of catch up on that one. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, if you're in Mountain Time or Arizona Time, I think we're like, oh, God, an hour behind, so it would be like 4:30. But God bless you. I thank you. And once again, if you need any questions, comments, or concerns you want to leave or talk to me about, you can always email me at FosterAP1@AOL.com. That's FosterAP1@AOL.com. Y'all be encouraged. I love you. Stay successful. Stay progressive. And know that God is still on your side. God bless you.